Guten Mayed. We continue in Meretz Hashem in Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13 in Sefer Shoftim. And it is here that the Navi introduces us to the incredibly exciting story of Shimshon. And of course, the Malach appears to the wife of Manoach and tells her that you are going to become pregnant. Actually, he tells her that you are pregnant. And the Olaret Bein, you're going to have a son. Al tishti yayin v'sheichar. Don't go ahead and drink wine, any intoxicating beverage. Va'atochli kol tuma. Don't eat anything impure, which again, Rashi understands to mean anything that a nazir would not normally be able to eat. Why? Ki nazir elokim yahanam min abetin ad yamoso. Because ultimately, again, the child you're going to have is going to be a lifelong nazir. And the Navi actually repeats this again and also says this over to Manoach. And Rav Schwab says something so beautiful. I understand that the Malach is announcing to the parents of Shimshon that they're going to have a very special child, and this child is going to be a nazir from the beginning of his life until the end. But why does that require his mother to essentially adopt the Nazirite practices while her child is in utero? In other words, Shimshon is going to be a nazir. What does it have to do with his mother and his father, specifically his mother? And Rav Schwab says something so beautiful. He says, the Malach was teaching something profound to the parents of Manoach, and by extension, us, about parenting. That if you want something for your child, it is not enough to communicate what your goals and aspirations for them are, but you have to model them. I think many of us would all agree that sometimes we remember very little of what our parents say, but we remember a lot of what our parents do. And therefore, if I want to give proper chinuch to my child, you know, lessons are nice and speeches are fine and lectures never work. But more importantly than any of that is modeling for our children the right kind of behavior. If I want my children to learn a system of values, if I want them to learn kiddusha, I want them to value their Yiddishkeit, I want them to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want them to have a love for every single Jew, speaking to them about it won't do all that much. But modeling for them that incredible behavior is what makes all the difference. And this is what the Malach was telling to the wife of Manoach. You are going to have a son who is incredibly holy. You're going to have a son who is incredibly kavish. And if you want to ensure the actualization of that destiny for your child, then begin kevi'achol to model those behaviors now while the child is still in utero. If you begin to act in that way of kiddusha now, then in Eretz Hashem, you are creating the right model, your role model. Modeling for your child all the beautiful holiness that you hope he will have in life. And when parents model for their children what they hope they will become, instead of just talking to their children about what they hope they will become, then says Rav Schwab, and says the angel to the mother of Shimshon, that's when you have the greatest probability of success in being mechanich your children in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.